Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A White House official says President Trump plans to approve the release of a classified memo alleging U.S. law enforcement officials were biased against the president. Mr. Trump is at odds with both the FBI and the Justice Department over whether to make the memo public. Democrats and other critics of the memo say it selectively uses classified intelligence to allege the Russia investigation into Moscow's influence and the 2016 U.S. presidential election is affected by political bias. Criminal defense attorney Jack Rice spoke with VOA about whether the U.S.-Russia investigation has been politicized.
The purpose of this investigation is to determine whether or not, not just that the Russians actually tried to manipulate this election, they did. That is a question that has already been answered. The question is whether or not anybody in the Trump campaign was involved in colluding with the Russians. The issue isn't about trying to defend the president or trying to bury the president. The issue is to determine what exactly the Russians did and how close to the president they actually got.
The memo has become a flashpoint in a politically divided Washington. Pakistan's defense minister is expressing concern about a White House statement saying the U.S. military has been given authority to eliminate militant safe havens in Pakistan. U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie says the U.S. military does not contemplate military operations inside of Pakistan. United States expressing concern about Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga's self-inauguration January 30th. Odinga took the oath of president as a mock inauguration, a symbolic move in defiance of last year's controversial election. This is VOA News.